Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. And that comes from St. Faustina's diary at page 950. Now, the saint today is actually two saints. It's St. Francisco Marto and St. Jacinta Marto. And they're going to take a while, so we're going to go ahead and do the daily update first. On Friday morning, Ken is planning an interview with Jacob Woods. I still don't know what the topic of that is going to be, but he is going to let me know, I'm sure. Sometime this week, we're going to start our series on the Book of Revelation. On Saturday, William Hemsworth had two shows. The first was with our friend Steve Ray, the original Catholic defender, on Catholicism Rocks, and it was on the typology of the Eucharist. The second, which was on Burnt Toast and Coffee, his regular show, was whether or not the early church accepted the rapture doctrine. Terry Delp is coming back into the fold. I don't know if he's coming back this week or next week. And finally, we have an agreement in principle for a series of debates with the Aletheia Ministries. They have their own website, AletheiaKRusso.com. AletheiaKerusso.com. AletheiaKerusso.com. It's going to be an interesting debate, to say the least. I think John is pretty much undefeated in these debates. And they've already selected a moderator, and we'll go from there. It's going to be interesting. And I think John said that it was going to be either on March 1st or March 8th. John, if you're listening, if you'd call in and let us know, I'd appreciate it. And for Lenten reflection today, I want to encourage you to support our priests and bishops. Our priests have a really hard job, especially like in Gadsden, Alabama, where it's the only Catholic church in all of Etowah County, which is not huge, but it's not small. And So when they've got 3,800 people that they're ministering to and giving last rites and hearing confessions and blessing houses and blessing cars and blessing animals, that's a lot of work. Frankly, it can be overwhelming. I don't see how my priest, Father Joe Chaco, does it. Somehow he manages to. So, y'all, as a Lenten reflection today, I want you to think about how you can support your parish priests, how you can support your bishops. And let's get on with our saint of the day today. Before I do that, I just want to remind you all of the importance of visiting our good friends Tony and Paulette Rock at therockcompanyshop.com. That's therockcompanyshop.com, therockcompanyshop.com. They've got all sorts of great olive wood rosaries, crosses, crucifixes, nativity sets. He is risen from the tomb sets. They've got a beautiful, and I mean beautiful, rendering of the Last Supper in olive wood. And it is just, oh my God, I don't care what it costs, I want one. I might just have to start a GoFundMe to get one. So let's talk about St. Francisco and St. Jacinta Marto. They were siblings and the youngest of three shepherd children, who along with their cousin, Lucia Santos, witnessed three apparitions of an angel in 1916 and six apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary in 1917 while tending sheep in the countryside of Fatima, Portugal. They were entrusted by Our Lady of Fatima with many messages and warnings for the world, and that they were to do penance and pray for the conversion of sinners. Both became prayerful mystics, much wiser than their age on account of these visits. Although only young children, they faithfully offered up many sacrifices as Our Lady requested by praying the rosary daily, giving their lunches to the poor, denying themselves water on hot days, wearing a rough rope next to their skins, calmly facing ridicule on account of the apparitions, and bravely enduring the suffering that ended in their deaths. The Blessed Mother told Francisco and Jacinta that they would die young and that she would soon come to take them to heaven. Francisco and Jacinta both fell sick from influenza in 1918. Francisco died first and Jacinta the next year after a long illness and two hospitalizations. They were canonized by Pope Francis on May 13, 2017, the 100th anniversary of the first apparition of Our Lady of Fatima. Their feast day is February 20th, which is today. And that's from morningoffering.com. Again, that's morningoffering.com. And that's a great website for all things Catholic. I use that website daily. And then we're going to talk about, let's see, Francisco Marto lived from June 11th, 1908 to April 4th, 1919. His sister was Jacinta Marto, who lived from March 11th, 1910 to February 20th, 1920. Together with their cousin, Lucia Dos Santos, who lived from 1907 to 2005, were the children from Aljustro, which is near Fatima, who witnessed the apparitions of an angel in 1916 and several apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary, six in total, in 1917. Their reported visions of Our Lady of Fatima proved politically controversial and gave rise to a major center of world Christian pilgrimage. I want to go there. Francisco and Jacinta were the youngest children of Manuel and Olympia Marto. They were typical of Portuguese village children of that time. They were illiterate, but had a rich oral tradition on which to rely, and they worked with their cousin Lucia, taking care of the family's sheep. According to Lucia's memoirs, Francisco had a placid disposition, was somewhat musically inclined, and liked to be by himself to think. Jacinta was affectionate, if a bit spoiled, and emotionally labile. She had a sweet singing voice and a gift for dancing. All three children gave up music and dancing after the visions began, believing that these and other recreational activities led to occasions of sin. Following their experiences, their fundamental personalities remained the same. Francisco preferred to pray alone, as he said, to console Jesus for the sins of the world. Jacinta was deeply affected by a terrifying vision of hell reportedly shown to the children at the third apparition. She became deeply convinced of the need to save sinners through penance and sacrifice, as the Virgin had reportedly instructed the children to do. All three children, but particularly Francisco and Jacinta, practiced stringent self-mortifications to this end. In August of 1918, just as World War I was ending, Francisco and his sister both contracted influenza. Just 8 months later, Francisco knew his time was coming. He asked to receive the hidden Jesus and Holy Communion. He died the next morning and was buried in a little cemetery in Fatima. He was later transferred to the sanctuary at Cova da... On May 13, 2000, both Francisco and Jacinta were beatified, and on May 13, 2017, on the 100th anniversary of Fatima, Francisco Marto was canonized by Pope Francis, and Jacinta was canonized at the same time. Let's see. And we don't know anything about... Okay. And Lucia, to my knowledge, has not even yet been beatified. She's been gone 19 years. But my favorite story out of Fatima is probably yours too, and that's the story of the miracle of the sun. And that's where it had been raining severely. And I mean, everything was drenched. People were soaking wet. The ground was like a swamp. And all of a sudden, at the minute of the apparition, the sun came out, and within seconds, the people were all dry, and the ground wasn't soggy anymore. And the sun spun in the sky. And I don't mean spinning like rotating, I mean spinning like doing figure eights in the sky. I mean, it was a big deal. And so that's my favorite apparition story out of Fatima. My second favorite would be where the children were imprisoned to keep them from seeing her, and she saw them anyway. So, anyway, John still has not called in to give us any information on whether it's March 1st or March 8th, and I don't have an email from him. William has not told me what his shows are going to be about on Saturday. So let's go ahead and do the three Hail Mary Novena. Oh, St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. St. Francisco Marto, pray for us. St. Jacinta Marto, pray for us. Sister Lucia Santos, pray for us. Now we'll go ahead and do the three Hail Mary Novena. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessities. And that would be the special intentions of all of you out there listening, and mine as well. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you to obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, Seat of Wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petitions. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of Penitent Sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mary, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. O Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. Now, friends, I'd like for you to join me in one more Hail Mary for Luke Haskell and the things going on in his life, which we don't know about. We just know that he said that he needed to take a break from the four persons for a little while. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And then for Lisa Marie Nichols, Deacon. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now, friends, we've come to the end of our time together. I want you to have a blessed rest of your Tuesday and a very blessed Wednesday until I see you at 3:30 Eastern. That's 2:30 Central, 1:30 Mountain, and 12:30, just in time for lunch for you guys on the West Coast. And do something nice for somebody else today. My name is Richard Pettis. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.